This is our returning champion, Bob Clatterbuck, originally from Cleveland, Ohio. Stand by to see Bob play for a trip to England, valued at $5,118. Tonight, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Mercedes-Benz, valued at $28,843 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Good evening. Welcome to Sale of the Century in the studio, and welcome to you at home. Nice to have you here with us, and we're delighted to welcome back our returning champion, Bob Clatterbuck. Hello there, Bob.
Hello, Jim.
Bob, I didn't think I was going to see you this evening. Now, you won with $80, and you decided not to take the first prize, which was very simply $3,000 in cash. You could have bought for $80.
I agreed. I think that's my problem.
Well, all right. Well, we put the money in the bank. So okay. A win tonight, and you need another $95. You're $95 away with a win from a trip to England worth well over $5,000.
Beautiful, Jim.
So good luck. You're a fine champion.
Thanks.
Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Just came from doing the food shopping,
yes,
I see.
Did.
Very casual, yes. Who did you bring us?
Our first contestant, Jim, is an avid collector of eggs from Reading, Connecticut. Help welcome Nancy Lamar.
Hello, Nancy.
Our second contestant can actually read tablets written more than 4,000 years ago, originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Let's greet Ron Bronner.
Hi, Ron. We'll see you a little later. It's very elegant.
Thank you.
See you a little later, Simon. Ron, you can read tablets written more than 4,000 years ago.
Right. Cuneiform
tablets.
Would
you like to tell me a little more about that?
Yes. Part of my training is in Assyriology, which is the literature and the language of ancient Mesopotamia, wedge writing on clay tablets.
Oh, are there any new books coming out?
Well, not much, and it's very hard to find somebody to talk with.
I would think so. It sounds very intriguing. Nice to have you here, Ron. Nancy, you are an avid collector of eggs.
Yes, not the kind you eat, but the kind that you display. I have glass eggs, marble eggs, and I collected them when I was 10 years old, and now people bring them to me from all over the world.
Oh, I see. Do you have any idea how many you have in your collection?
Oh, gee, I don't know. It must be about 100 by now.
My goodness. Well, nice to have you here with us as well. Good luck. Let's get you started with $20 each in this question. A 1984 film title suggests that Robert De Niro and Meryl Streep are falling in, Bob?
Love.
In love, yes, indeed. $5 for the correct answer. Bob goes to 25. Name the popular form of divination based on the theory that the movements of the sun, moon, stars, and planets influence, Ron.
Astrology.
The course of human affairs. Astrology is exactly what it is. Ron goes to 25. In World War II, he was the heroic skipper of PT-109. Ron.
John F. Kennedy.
That's exactly who it is. Two in a row for John, or for Ron, and he goes to 30. Complete the adage, there's no fool like Bob.
An old fool.
An old fool is right. Then Bob goes up to 30. He says that like a man who occasionally has fallen. Bob and Ron both at $30. Traditionally, what large vegetable is used to make a jack-o'-lantern? Ron.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin is right. Ron adds another five, going to 30. Five, yes. Time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus, of course, could come up at any time. Ron, you have the lead. It is a slender lead over Bob, a $5 lead. But it's up to you. You can buy this.
Ron, treat your baby royally with this great baby crib. It's durable, attractive, and versatile. When your baby grows, it'll convert into a junior bed. Furnished by Lewis of London. This fabulous crib is normally priced at $550. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Only $5. I love the way Karen was shaking the baby's head. You got to take it easy with babies. You got to be careful now. So please, be careful how you hold the baby. Okay, now, Ron. Not a real baby, incidentally. I better act quickly. Ron, you have a $5. You're a married man.
Yes, Jim.
Children at home?
Yes, Jim.
Maybe some more children, maybe someday?
Don't know, but...
I'm feeling generous, Ron. $5 is all it would cost you.
But my babies are a little bit bigger than that crib.
Well, maybe they want to have... It's a great-looking crib. It's an even better-looking crib. I told you I'm feeling generous. $5 is all it costs. $550 crib. I'll give you $400 in cash to go with it. $950 bargain, including $400 in cash for the value of one question. Going once, going twice, and he'll buy. Enjoy that. Enjoy the cash. Well... You're going to have to talk to your wife now, Ron. And it costs you just $5, a $950 bargain, and Bob and Ron now in a tie at 30. In the cartoon, what is the name of Popeye's skinny sweetheart? Bob?
Olive oil.
Olive oil is right. Bob goes into the lead by five. When a painter mixes blue and yellow, what color? Ron?
Green.
Green is the color he gets. Ron beats Bob to the buzzer. And again, we've got a tie with the gentleman. Archie, come on, get going. They're quick. In what country could you take a boat ride down the Volga River? Bob?
Russia.
Russia is right. And Bob bounces back into the lead at 40. Yeah. Time now for the Fame Game, players. We play for a pick of the Fame Game board. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I was born in Cincinnati in 1947. By age 12, I had made my first amateur film. And in 1969, I made my professional debut with a short subject called Amblin. This led to a contract with Universal, where I directed the Sugarland Express. Nancy.
Steven Spielberg.
You got it. That's exactly who it is. We didn't have to get into his blockbusters. You got it from the first film. Nancy, you've got the pick of the board.
Well, my lucky number has always been four. So I'll take four.
Okay, my number four, we have $10.
And it is lucky with a tune of a $10 money card. We add that to your score. Nancy gets right back into the thick of things. See, we were waiting, Nancy, to see whether you wanted to take your lucky number or not. It paid off. Good close game. Back to it right after this. Close game, champion in the lead at $40, Ron at 35. He's got himself a great crib and some cash, and Nancy has got a $10 money card. She's at 30. One of the most heart-wrenching moments of the 1984 Olympics came when Swiss athlete Gabriella Anderson-Scheiss staggered and stumbled in the alley, Bob.
And the marathon.
That's what she was running. What was her event? The marathon it is. Yes, into the Coliseum, and it was indeed a heart-wrenching moment. Bob gets another five. In the old song, Oh Susanna, from what state did I come, Bob?
I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
Yes, man. He's a composer. He has to get the whole line in there, right? Make sure that we have to pay the right person. That's right. Alabama's what we're looking for. Bob goes to 50. In printing, what does the word ampersand symbolize, Bob?
The and mark.
That's exactly what it is. And two in a row for the champion, he goes to 55. Yeah. This powerful organ is divided into four main chambers. Ron?
The heart?
The heart is exactly what it is. Ron took a chance and it paid off. He gets another five to 40. However, Bob, with an instant bargain, you have a $15 lead. First opportunity for the champion. And, oh, my, Bob, you might like this.
Oh, Bob, this prize will be music to your ears. A 23-watt component rack system with integrated stereo amplifier, turntable and cassette deck with soft touch and a noise reduction system, plus two-way speakers furnished by Sharp. This fabulous stereo system is normally priced at $689. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $10.
Oh, for a composer. Couldn't you hear your own music played back on this, Bob?
Oh, well, then I could.
$689 bargain for $10. Now, you need $95 in the win for the trip to England, so it would bump you back a little. You'd be back to 45. You would still have the lead. I know you were telling me on our last evening that, gee, you really wanted to go home with something, and I'd really like to help you. Give you $300 to buy some records with it, too. $989 bargain for 10 bucks. You still have a $5 lead. Going once, going twice, gone. Goodbye. Enjoy that, Bob. Beautiful stereo and some cash. And, of course, it costs you just $10. We knock it off your score. You still have the lead. It's a $5 lead, however. Founded in 1688, this insurance company has covered the Titanic and the Hindenburg. Ron?
Lloyd's of London?
Lloyd's of London is exactly what it is, and the gentlemen are back in a tie again. Ron is not too sure about that one. We've got a tie. Sweats a little. What's the basic monetary unit of Italy? Ron.
The lira.
That one he's sure of, and he is right, and Ron goes in the lead, beating Bob to the buzzer by just a fraction. The most populous Spanish-speaking city in the world is located in North America. Ron?
I think Mexico City.
Mexico City is right. Population of 10 million, as a matter of fact, and growing. Wow, Ron goes to 55. $10 lead for the challenger. Which great historical figure was first exiled to an island called Elba? Ron?
Napoleon.
Yes, and again he just beats Bob to the buzzer. Napoleon Bonaparte it is. In which great war did the miracle of Dunkirk result in the safe, Ron?
Second World War.
That's exactly right. The safe evacuation of the British Expeditionary Force from mainland Europe. You are right for another five. Yes. That was a great undertaking, that miracle of Dunkirk. As a matter of fact, there were 1,000 ships, a lot of them small pleasure craft, and incredibly, in just a few days, they evacuated 300,000 troops. We'll be right back. Bob's is Ron is forwards in the lead. He's at 65. Bob's at 45. Nancy at 30. We've added a $15 money card. Nancy found a $10 before. See if somebody finds the 15 as we look for a famous animal. I have existed for more than 150 million years. I range in size from half an inch to 10 inches. My colors vary from plain and dull to brilliant. Nancy, take the chance.
A cockroach.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. You stay at 30. I will clear the board and continue for the gentleman. My colors vary from plain and dull to brilliant. I'm not fussy about what I eat, but humans like to eat me, especially my legs. I inspired such Ron.
Frog.
Frog is right. They go back more than 150 million years. They were probably reading some of that writing back there then. Ron, yes. Pick up the board.
Number three.
And behind number three, we have a laundry center. Frigidaire's Skinny Mini Laundry Center, a family-sized washer and dryer in one compact cabinet loaded with features, including variable water miser control and flowing heat grind system. Frigidaire appliances here today, here tomorrow.
Very nice, very nice. $750 worth of washer and dryer. That's yours to keep no matter how you finish the game. Let's get back to it now for all three players. Nancy, of course, you're back in. With what musical instrument do you associate the Spanish virtuoso Andres Segovia? Ron.
Guitar.
Guitar is right, then Ron just beats Bob again. And the champion is shaking his head. How is he so quick? This word can mean a stretcher for the wounded, a group of kittens produced at one birth. Nancy?
A gurney?
No. Or carelessly discarded debris. What they all have in common is litter. Litter. A litter or a group of kittens? A litter. And you lose five on that, Nancy. Sorry about that. According to the classic Irving Berlin song, there's no business like Bob.
Show business.
This time you beat him to the buzzer, and Bob goes to 50. Yeah. However, it is Ron in the lead by $20. Ron, this is beautiful.
Oh, boy.
Ron, queue up for an evening of fun with this attractive bumper pool table. You may test your skill on a beautifully crafted table furnished by Abercrombie & Fitch. It's normally priced at $1,500, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Isn't that nice? $1,500 game table for $15 and Ron.
Beautiful.
Yes, you do have a look of a man who likes this.
You are right.
Now, if you bought it, however, your $20 lead would be cut to $5. Bob, do you think I should maybe offer him some money?
I would think twice before doing that, Jim.
Oh, yes? You would prefer that he does not buy this, Bob?
I would prefer that you keep the price where it is.
Oh, I see. Oh, I just wanted to get that clear.
Okay.
No, I like it to be close. I'm going to leave the price where it is.
Oh, wow.
But I am going to offer you one, two, three, four, $500 in cash.
That's very tempting.
That is a $2,000 bargain, but you would only have a $5 lead. How confident are you can hang on to it? Going once. Going twice. He's going to buy. Enjoy. That's a surprise goes winning run. What a great time to buy. I love it when everybody buys all the instant bargains, and I also love it when I can say, Ron, in addition to the $1,500 table, my $500 here is an additional one, two, three, four, $500. Got yourself a $2,500 bargain, and he's got himself a $5 lead, but it's a lot closer. We will be right back to finish up a good match. Enjoy all night, guys. Well, we've sold all the instant bargains and have a good post game. Ron at 55, Bob the champion, trailing by 5 at 50, Nancy not out of it at 25. The Greek philosopher Diogenes is reputed to have searched the streets in daylight with a lantern. Ron?
Stones in his mouth?
Oh, what kind of man was he looking for? He's looking for an honest man. And the challenger loses five, and again we've got a tie between the two gentlemen. What is the official language of Brazil? Ron.
Portuguese.
Yes, indeed. I think it's the only one outside of Portugal with that as the official language. And Ron gets the five right back. To Archie Bunker, who was the dingbat? Bob?
Edith.
Edith, his wife. Yes, indeed. And again, a tie. Well, as they're bouncing back and forth, the difference could be the fame game, $25 money card. And this, Nancy, if you find it, you'd be trailing by just five. A famous person. I was born in 1897. I nursed American soldiers during World War I, and I was a Boston social worker. Ron.
Florence Nightingale?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question for Nancy and Bob as we clear the board, I will continue. I was the first female passenger on a transatlantic flight. Wrote a book about it and married my publisher. I took flying lessons and became the first woman to fly solo. Bob?
Amelia Earhart.
That's who it is, Amelia Earhart. Yeah. Last thing, gals, a little before the First World War. Bob, big pick of the board for the champion, currently in a tie with Ron.
Let's try number 8.
And behind number 8, we have $500!
But in a tie game, he did not find the money cards. Where were those other two big cards?
Behind the number 5 and the number 7.
$25 money card. Ron, you were back in now, all three players. As we finish up the game with a speed round, 60 seconds on the clock, please. Bob and Ron at 55. Nancy at 25. Good luck. We start the speed round now. In the Bible, what was the first dwelling place of Adam and Eve? Ron?
Eden.
Right. Where on the body would a person wear a fedora? Ron?
Head.
Right. What novelist wrote The Last of the Mohicans? Bob?
James Fenimore Cooper.
Right. What is the nickname of 60s model Leslie Hornby? Bob?
Twiggy.
Right. Complete this song. Every time it rains. Nancy?
Pennies from heaven.
Right. In Monopoly, what do you get for passing go? Ron?
$200.
Right. In what European capital did Madame Tussauds establish her? Bob?
London.
Right. Perry Mason was created by Earl Stanley. Nancy?
Gardner.
Right. What country's national song is Waltzing Matilda? Bob?
Australia.
Right. Name the show me state. Ron?
Missouri.
Right. In the song, name the lady who could coax the blues right out of the horn. Nancy?
Mame.
Right. In mythology, how many labors were performed by Hercules? Bob?
11.
Wrong. Oh. In what nation was the Magna Carta signed? Ron?
England.
Right. Name the band in Boston author of such sexually... Ron?
Boston Pop?
Time is up. You lose $5, but you win by five. Ron, you had a $10 lead. And we have a new champion. Back to Ron in a moment. He needed that little bit of a cushion there. An abandoned Boston author of such sexually candid works as Tropic of Cancer. I know you would know it. Henry Miller. Henry Miller and Hercules, the 12 labors. And Bob, that's the one that cost you the tie. Had you answered 12 instead of 11, Madame Tussauds, I didn't get a chance to finish it, establish her famous wax museum. You indeed answered correctly in London. Got to say goodbye to the champion. Bob, you're not going home empty-handed. You did very well. You turned down the $3,000 on our last evening. I wish you had taken it, of course.
I do too.
But still, you've got a beautiful stereo. $870 in cash. Not a bad total. You are over $1,500 in cash and prizes. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Nancy didn't pick up anything along the way. We thank you. You've got the cash in front of you. You really started to come alive there in the speed round.
I had a lot of fun.
That's nice. Good to hear that. And Ron, who was already well over $4,000 in cash and prizes, is going up to go shopping with me right now. Come on, Ron. A great win. What, Ron? Had you not had that $10 lead, we would have had a tie. You got yourself $75, and forget about the price, because you're entitled to the first level prize. We talked about it. It is a great first level prize. For just $75, say yes, you could walk away with this. That's $3,000 in cash. Can't say much more about that. I can tell you this, though. If you decided to not take that but put your money in the bank, you need another $100. Pretty good total. You need $100 and another win, and you get up to $175. You can have this beautiful trip to England.
Here's a jolly good trip to jolly old England. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for 10 smashing days in exciting England. Enjoy the splendor of Buckingham Palace, London's theater district, and the lovely English countryside. This grand trip, normally priced at $5,118, yours on sale of the century for only
$175. $175, you've got $75, so pass on $3,000 in cash. You could go for an over $5,000 trip. If you decided you didn't want the cash, we got a lot of things up the line. How about another form of money for $340? You might enjoy this.
Mine a small fortune, these gorgeous gold coins. Beautiful Canadian maple leaf coins. Each one weighing an ounce and stamped 999. Furnished by Dick Pereira of Los Angeles. This golden prize normally priced at $8,904. Yours on sale of the century for only $340.
And, of course, $750 gets you all the prizes plus this.
A cash jackpot of $53,000.
That's a ways away. Right now, your decision is you can take that $3,000 in cash with the shopping spree or put your money in the bank and play on. Trip to England is next. We'll get your decision in a moment, Ron. Well, it's a very simple decision. You give me your $75. I give you my $3,000 in cash, and you go home. Or you put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you can win again. What's it going to be?
I'm going to come back again.
Got to put the money away. Got to put the $75 in the bank. He's going to give it another shot. Trip to England is next.
Right.
He's passed on this. This is gone. We had another $1,000. The cash jackpot goes to $54,000. And Ron meets two new challengers tomorrow evening on Saddle of the Century. Good night, my friend.
All prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.